This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to property owners through video conferencing today. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed this day historic for the rural economy. He said, over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of Swamitva scheme. While interacting with the beneficiaries, Modi said, lack of proper property documents is a big problem which causes disputes. He said proper documentations of the property will facilitate getting loans from the banks and protect from illegal encroachments. He said property documents will unlock the economic potential of 100 lakh crore rupees in the country, which will prove instrumental in the economic empowerment of the people. The Prime Minister said Swamitva scheme will make the rural economy the core pillar of development. He said the government is working for the digitization of land records, and so far 23 crore Bhu Aadhaar numbers have been issued. He said 98% land records have already been digitized in the country in the last 7 to 8 years. Swamitva scheme aims to provide record of rights to property owners in village areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government has furthered rural empowerment by leveraging the power of technology and good governance. Modi said this sharing a Mike of India social media post highlighting how rural land digitization is reshaping the future of agriculture in India. The post said that the transformative step has brought transparency, accessibility and empowerment to rural communities by helping to reduce land disputes and improve land management. It added that this has made it easier for rural citizens to claim ownership and rights, shaping the future of farming. The budget session of Parliament will commence on the 31st of this month. The session will commence with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 31st of January. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on the 1st of February. The first part of the budget session will be held till the 13th of February, while the second leg of the budget session will be held from the 10th of March to the 4th of April. Former Pasighat East MLA Kaling Moyang was unanimously elected as the new state president of Bharatiya Janata Party, Arunachal Pradesh. Sources in BJP office said that Moyang was the lone contender for the top post. He replaces incumbent president Biram Wage. Moyang's name was announced by returning officer cum union minister Sarbananda Sonowal in presence of party observer and Assam minister Ashok Singhal, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister John Amen and others. Extending congratulations to Moyang on being elected the state president, Khandu wished him a successful tenure, hoping the party grows stronger and soars to greater heights under his able leadership. A total of 1,521 nominations have been filed for the 70-member Delhi Assembly elections. According to the Election Commission, 680 nomination papers were filed on the last day of nominations yesterday. The poll body said that the maximum number of nomination papers have been filed in the New Delhi Assembly constituency. A total of 29 candidates have filed 40 nomination papers for this seat. Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal is contesting elections from this seat against BJP's Parvesh Verma and Congress's Sandeep Dixit. The scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today, and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 20th of this month. The National Internet Exchange of India has announced the launch of Internet Governance Internship and Capacity Building Scheme. The program will offer a biannual internship with 2 parallel tracks, a 6-month and a 3-month program. Electronics and Information Technology Minister in a statement said that each intern will be mentored by subject matter expert from international organizations, members from special interest groups, high-ranked retired government officials and faculty advisors from recognized institutions. India and USA have signed a memorandum of understanding to enhance cooperation and information sharing on cyber threat, intelligence and digital forensics in criminal investigations. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the memorandum of understanding was signed by Ambassador of India to the US, Vinay Mohan Quatra, and acting US Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Canegallo, in Washington, D.C. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.